B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's Thursday morning at 8:30, which means it's game time. Let's play the buzzer beater. How many items can you name before the buzzer buzzes? Here's your game time master of ceremonies, Pat Egan.
Hello to game time. That is right.
Another edition of
game time. Look, we dumb this way, way down. Doesn't really take
like
a Rhodes Scholar to figure out this game time. We're going to give you a category. You gentlemen have 10 seconds to name five, whatever the category is.
Okay.
You will be represented by callers. So if you guys end up nailing it, caller ends up winning a $25 Wendy's gift card.
Wow, that's
great
a good
item.
Deal.
So
that's
a lot of pressure on you guys.
All right.
A lot of pressure on John, Bob, Jamie. John, we'll start off with you, and you will be playing for James in Levittown.
Okay.
All right.
Well, he's living here in Levittown.
So James.
There we go.
Do
Hi,
you,
James.
How you doing, John?
How do you feel about Kincaid playing for you? You think he's got a shot?
We going to win.
Okay. All right.
I love that.
I love that. John, your category is name five types of flowers. Go.
Marigolds. Roses, chrysanthemums, oh my god.
Really?
Wow.
Oh
really?
James, you should be disappointed.
Wait, James, can you, if I put 10 right, what are the ones I'm missing? Pansies?
Daisies,
sunflowers,
lilies,
tulips.
Wow. Oh man, James, I am so sorry. Do we have something for James though? Even though I didn't win for him?
I think we have to.
Wait, so let me get straight. You let James down, and I'm supposed to get James something.
I bet you have the prize closet key. I saw it the other day. You have it.
Come on, Pat.
You have a key card.
No, I have a key to Santa's workshop. There's
a
big difference.
Yeah, you do.
My God, man.
What get something for James.
Oh, we'll
what can
hold.
We do for
put
him?
Put him on hold. We'll find something.
Maybe Connor could send him a shirtless pic.
God, I'm embarrassed for you.
Something.
Wow, I'm terrible.
That was weird.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to find something that's worthless.
Let's just move on.
Something different.
Guys, let's just move on.
Yeah,
got real uncomfortable.
Awkward, right?
Yeah. Real uncomfortable. Bob, you are next. You are going to you're going to be playing for Tim.
Timmy!
See what
Tim?
Hey guys, I can't wait to meet you guys in Vegas. I booked my room in Venetian last night.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
We can't wait to see you, Tim.
And you know what, Tim?
I can't believe the tickets are $500.
Crazy, Tim. Bob's got you here. All right, that's the crazy part is that you have to rely on Bob.
I apologize in advance, Tim.
Bob, name five types of underwear brands. Go.
What?
Name them. You got 10 seconds.
Heart of the Loom.
Two.
Hanes. Hilfiger.
Really? What is wrong with you guys?
Tommy John, Ralph Lauren, Paul.
The man's booking expensive trips to meet you, and you let him down.
Here's all I'm going to say is...
Jeez, Tim, sorry.
Tim, that is... I'm so sorry Bob let you down. Bob did...
It's not like
I had two, right?
Yeah,
two.
You got three. You got three.
I got to tell you this. Jamie, you better freaking win.
Yeah, I better.
Because you have mocked both of us as saying, oh my God, it's so easy.
Yeah.
Analytically speaking, Bob actually got 10. Reality, though, he got 3.
Huh?
I don't understand.
Yeah. I'm making fun of analytics, guys. Look, not every joke's going to hit. We'll just move on to Jamie.
That one, big mess there.
Jamie is playing for Chris in Bucks County.
Ah, my Bucks County brethren.
All right, so
what up, Chris?
We'll bring up Chris.
I thought you were with Montgomery County.
Now I'm Montgomery. My roots are Bucks.
Can we stay on topic, please?
I don't know.
Thank you. Chris, how do you feel about Jamie playing for you? You excited about that?
Well, if I'm being honest, if I was going to draft you guys, Jamie would have been my last pick.
Wow, Chris, that hurts.
And that's
A2 Brutus.
Prove me wrong.
There we go, baby.
Yeah, that's a smart move. Chris, or I'm sorry, Jamie, you have 10 seconds to name five types of shampoo. Go.
Oh, that's messed up. Suave, Redken, I don't have hair, jeez, that's messed up, man.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I'll tell you right now.
I mean, Chris, he's sandbagged.
Hurt, head and shoulders.
Gentlemen, yes. Even if that's messed up and I don't have hair were two brands, he still didn't get five. Think about that for a second.
I haven't used shampoo in 25, 30 years.
Hurt, head and shoulders.
Messed up. You apologize to Chris.
That is unbelievable. Chris got screwed on that one. Man.
Wait, does that mean Bob doesn't wear underwear? If you gave him an underwear category?
Hey, by the way, get in 610-632-0975.
Are you a commando?
Now we found out why Bob doesn't want to take his pants off. He's embarrassed.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You sicko. Pat, who can I win
nothing,
for?
My friend.
All right, so we're going to bring on Lenny in the Northeast.
Lenny.
You're playing for Lenny.
Lenny, how are you, brother?
I'm good, brother. How are you? Second time around.
All right, let's see what we can do.
Can't be worse.
Let's see what we can do.
John, you have 10 seconds to name five types of the seven dwarfs. Go.
Sleepy, dopey, grumpy, doc.
Happy.
No.
Oh!
I got four. No, wow. And that's the problem is, Chris, you actually, or Lenny cost you because Lenny said one, so he helped you out. I couldn't give that to you.
And first, I would have gotten it to me.
You could have named me. I would have given you that.
I thought
you
were a teammate.
No, he didn't. It's just, you know, I think he won.
Oh, okay, so that's the way we're playing it?
I think he didn't understand.
So John has lost twice, but he's decided that even though he lost,
these people win. Guess what? At least I got four. I'm proud of myself for getting four about something. Man, this is so hard.
It is.
It's unbelievable.
All right, let's make it a little easier.
Nervous.
Bob is next. All right, Bob.
Where are we going?
Bob, you're going to be representing Earl in Washington Township.
My old hometown.
All right, Earl, look, I mean, chances are, Earl, it's got to end at some point, right?
I'm going to fight you at my own.
Hey, Earl.
Bob's not going to let you down, Earl.
Let's have a little faith, all right? Bob, you have 5 seconds to name five guys named Bob. Go.
Bob Clark, Bob Cooney, Bob Bobrovsky, Bob Redford, and Bob Elliott.
Yes, I did.
What? You don't count.
Bob
Cooney doesn't
first
count.
Of all,
Bob
first Cooney.
Why not?
Wait a second. Why doesn't Bob Cooney count?
Bob Cooney counts.
Bob Bobrovsky.
Bob Bobrovsky.
Who's
Bob
Bobrovsky?
Bill Brasky. That was the one that I had a problem with. Bob.
Guess
Bobrovsky.
What though?
Bob Bobrovsky.
I got you.
Nobody calls him Bob Redford either.
Bob Redford is Bob, not Bobby's Robert.
This is crap. You know what? I'm going to allow it.
You're going to allow it? I like that.
His friends, man, dude. De Niro, Bobby.
We are so freaking terrible at this game.
Well, you know, it's really not that difficult either. And you jagaloons can't name five whatevers.
We are
five
so terrible.
It's 10 seconds. We doubled it for you.
All right. I'm about to go to the bullpen.
I'm nervous.
Jamie, give me a shot. See what you can do.
Here we go.
All right, Jamie.
Who's he playing?
Wait, that messed up.
Too, not the clock.
Too soon, yep. So, Jamie,
your clock.
You're going to be repping Shane and Nazareth.
I'm sorry, Shane.
All right, so... Hey. Shane, I apologize. You got the short end of the stick.
Jamie,
you have 5 seconds to name five different types of dick. Go. Well, guy's named Dick.
John Kincaid, Dick Pohl, Richard Petty, my Uncle Dick.
Shane wins just by, or Shane's going to win because Jamie,
did you say?
The first name was John Kincaid.
What the hell did you just say?
I misunderstood the category at first.
That was confusing.
Hey, guess what? Let's go to the bullpen. Ricky Metallico.
Yeah, I want to see Rick
Ricky
perform.
We have one person left to play. And so we're going to the bullpen. And we're going to Ricky Vitale.
Put your cans on, Rick.
We can hear
Ricky.
All
right, you got me now. Here we
go. All right, Ricky, you're going to play for the last contestant.
Oh, this is going to suck. I just got up.
Well, if he comes in from the bullpen and wins this, we all look like
no chance.
Did you warm up or not?
All right, we're going to Jeremy in Westchester, right?
Yeah, Jeremy, Ricky's got you here, and he's not confident, so it can only go bad. Ricky, you have 5 seconds to name.
10 seconds.
Wait a minute.
10 seconds. All right. 10 seconds. Name five movies that Adam Sandler starred in. Go.
Waterboy. Oh my God! Why am I blanking right now?
This is my layup.
Happy
Grown
Gilmore.
Ups.
I'm not going to get Grown Ups two. And
Happy Gilmore. Oh, wait a minute. He got four though.
I said Click at the end.
You got
too.
Four.
Yeah.
Click,
Ricky.
job. Ricky did a good job.
No, so here's the problem. Ricky went two-thirds of innings and looked all right and then got shelled. And you guys are sitting here going, hey, you're Joe Girardi-ing it.
We didn't
way
win
to go.
For anyone.
Just go
so
with it.
Terrible.
I got a lot of them. I just wasn't expecting an easy question.
No, Jamie won.
How did I not win? I hit click right at the buzzer.
No, Jamie, you gave him a win. He did not win.
No, Jamie won for the five famous.
No, he did not.
Famous dicks.
No, he did not.
As soon as he said you, that's all
he
needed.
He did not win.
That's all he needed.
I did not.
I thought he won too.
He did
Dick
not.
Paul
win.
Alone should get me a prize.
That should. That was really good. Good job. Good
My
job,
Uncle
Pat.
Dick. I do have an Uncle Dick.
My uncle.
Shout out, Uncle Dick.
He's famous.
Yeah.
Everybody's heard of Uncle
Everybody
Dick.
Everybody in Monco knows Dick Ferran. Yeah.
Oh, man.
How do you not go Dick Trickle?
Ah!
Come
Dick
on.
Trickle.
See, Dick Gaudier? Is that the thing? Dick Clark?
Dick Clark.
Dick Clark?
Yeah, come on. I mean, you didn't get flowers.
Dick Harder?
Was the worst. What, you thought that was easy? Flower Special is easy?
Easier than Famous Dicks.
Oh, the drummer for Steel Panther.
See,
Dick
I thought Bob was the one. I thought you were getting that. As soon as you said Bob, but they sprung it on you.
I mean, Shampoo was the easy one.
For people with hair. Well, that's the truth.
That's messed up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.